Hey folks, what's up? Welcome back to Storyville. Storyville with old Effie. Old Papa Styles. Jeff Styles. Nuga's own Jeff Styles, spelled with a Y. Thank you very much. Storyville, once a week we do a little podcast here. Just me talking about my own memories from life in general, from my career and radio and advertising and my hobbies in the outdoors and the interesting people I've known and the interesting things that I've stumbled into in life. And sometimes they're actually pretty good. And I appreciate you guys tuning in today, found here at fredpodcast.com, along with our other weekly podcast, Rockyology, an hour-long music show, put together, curated, and collected, and compiled all the C-words by a talk radio host, of course, because music radio today sucks, as we all know, in America. So Storyville today, this is going to, I know I always say it's going to be short, so this is going to be pretty short. And it's just, it's a simple memory, but it shows you how quickly a communal attitude can change. A community, a city, an area, geographic, terrain that's bordered somehow and has a name. I'm always cautioning people against trying to take personal qualities and attribute them to a nation. You know, you can't say that, you know, people do this and the nation will do this. It doesn't really work that way. And people say they want America to run like a business. It's not a business. It will never be a business. It's a country. It just doesn't work that way. But there are definitely very observable changes in a community's attitude about certain things. I mean, there are towns in America today that are thriving that once were just absolutely teetering on the brink of collapse because of collective stupidity of the people there or intolerance, and they get reputations for that. I remember when I was growing up in Ohio, Cleveland was a god-awful hellhole. Now, I lived near Dayton. Dayton still is. Cleveland's improved a ton. Pittsburgh was the armpit of the nation. Pittsburgh's a good town now. There's not nothing wrong with Pittsburgh. Chattanooga, Tennessee, where this show originates. Chattanooga, Tennessee, beautiful, scenic, and historic. I have been doing talk radio here for almost 30 years, and this morning this came up. And this just shows you how things can change. And it's not a change that's forced from the top down. It's a change that has come from the grassroots up, which is the way all really good organic movements and societal change is going to happen. And then the government will, of course, follow so they can claim that they led. But here's the story. In today's USA Today, today's date is not important, just in real time, there was this little section. They do a travel section in the nation's newspaper at least once a week, a couple of times more, I think. But this one, big headline, a whole full page breakout, LGBTQ family destinations abound, breaking down the most welcoming spots in the United States for LGBTQ community. And so you have a bunch of the usual suspects here, right? You've got Seattle, Denver, San Diego, New York, Chicago, D.C., okay, a little surprise here, maybe Long Beach, California, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, okay, you know, pretty good sized towns, and Long Beach next to, you know, L.A. County, you figure it's got to be fairly open-minded. Oahu, we just don't think about Hawaii all that often because it's so far away. And then here, in this position, the number 9 position, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Interesting to note that it's the only one that actually includes the name of the state after the name of the city, because I think any American citizen knows about D.C. and Chicago and Denver and New York, but maybe some people don't know where Chattanooga is. But here's what it said, and I think all my coworkers were surprised that we would be on this top 10 list for this particular thing, because we're in a very red meat Republican, red state. We're an urban area surrounded by a very rural and still agrarian society, which tends to be very conservative, very traditional. But Chattanooga, from the time I moved here in the mid-80s, there was nothing going on. There was no North Shore. There was no South Side. These are the trendy neighborhoods in our town now. The downtown was boarded up completely. The riverfront was abandoned. It was a dangerous place. Now we're a thriving tourist destination, and the riverfront and the downtown and those two neighborhoods I just mentioned, which used to be hoods, that's the place everybody wants to live now. There was nobody living downtown. But that's taken, since I moved here, that was 1985. Took a pretty good while. But here's the way the article reads, and this is how fast things can happen when people put their mind to it, and they actually start expressing their opinion, and even more importantly, start throwing their money around. So it goes like this. The Southeast, let me give you the person who wrote it. It's somebody, they call themselves the family vacationist, Deanne Revell. So these are her words. The Southeast isn't the most LGBTQ-friendly region in the U.S., and some areas can be actually dangerous for travelers. But as someone in the LGBTQ community with my own family, I can say that after growing up and living in the South, Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee, there's a real gem for families, and it's not the big city of Atlanta. It's tiny, quirky Chattanooga. I love quirky. This funky town, I definitely love funky, so quirky and funky, this funky town on the river has a huge art scene, and with that, a more welcoming, diverse environment than other southern cities. There are tons of attractions for the whole family in Chattanooga, and it runs to a bunch of stuff like the Aquarium and Ruby Falls and Rock City and give some other things, but that's such a different piece of positive publicity than we would have seen it as and perceived it as a community only 15 years or so ago. And here's how I know. I guarantee you there are people at downtown, the Chamber of Commerce and the Convention and Visitors Bureau and all the tourism people and the folks inside the new mayor's administration here, they're super excited about that. That's some really good free publicity for our town. And we were discussing this morning. About 15 or so years ago, a study was released about the rising importance of marketing directly to your gay audience. Mainly, well, first of all, they're people, they have, you know, feelings, they have needs, they have products and services that are desired, and they have money. As a general rule, we're dealing with stereotypes here, but the gay population is better educated and ends up being better off financially, especially couples. That is where 15 or so odd years ago, the term was first used that I was aware of, dinks. And now we're talking about demographics. Dinks was the most desired subcategory in the world for tourist towns that stood for double income, no kids. Double income, no kids. A duo, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, husband, husband, wife, wife, didn't make any difference. Both of them working full-time jobs, no kids, they got plenty of money. And so I, using that particular study that had come out and gotten a bunch of attention, I happened to have the head of our local convention and visitors bureau in the studio with me that day. And again, this is not that long ago. I mean, 15 years to some of you might seem like a long time. For somebody who's, you know, 60 and has been around doing this for a while, I can remember it like it was yesterday. And so it seems like this whole change has been in the blink of an eye. But he was there, and I'm not going to give you his name, because we used to butt heads a lot. Here in our town, there's a motel-hotel tax that they benefit from, the CVB, and they advertise our town to other people outside of our area to come visit. They do a very good job, but it's a lot of money. And so you don't ever really see how much and how it gets spent. They're not it's not an elected position, so some people have problems with it. But he was in there, and I used that study as a jumping-off point for a question. And I said, well, do you think Chattanooga would actually be open-minded enough to start actually marketing directly to the gay community and across the country, to gay travelers, and try to bring them into town? Because apparently that's where it's at. I mean, young people, they're going to go to Fort Lauderdale anyway. Older people are going to go to Boca Raton anyway or someplace, whatever. And you should have seen his reaction. We're on the radio live on the radio. And this is back before we had cameras inside the studio broadcasting over or netcasting over Facebook Live, which we do nowadays. And the guy backs away from the microphone. And I'm going to do it, even though you can't see it. I'll describe it. He's doing this with his hands. He's doing the cutthroat thing with both hands. Not just one cutthroat, two cutthroats. I mean, he's cutting his own head off with his hands. And he's going, no, no, no. He's not saying out loud, but he's mouthing the word no. And as he's leaning away from the microphone, as though the microphone was going to pick up his miming and his hand gestures, he broke into a cold, clammy, pale sweat in exactly one half of 1 second. Literally, he just had this massive flop sweat come out, and he looked like he was about to have a heart attack. Because I asked this question on the air, and he's going, no, 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 a little bit late. You know, I mean, that question had been asked, and so there was this dead air for a second or two. And I was looking at him, and I said, okay, people, let me describe to you what I'm seeing right now. And I described exactly as I just did to you what he was doing. And I said, this might tell you how they feel about this issue. This might be an indicator as to how they feel about the issue of direct-to-the-consumer gay consumer marketing for Chattanooga, Tennessee as a tourist destination. And it kind of was a disaster. I mean, we went to a commercial break, and he said, that's it. That's this interview's over. I can't believe you asked that question. I said, it's a freaking legitimate question. My God, it's on the front page here, you know. Everybody's talking about it. All the stories were about it last night. This great new income source for people in a category, a demographic that had been untapped. And maybe I shouldn't use the word tap. I don't know. But, I mean, it was just his physical reaction was so hilarious. But then, of course, I found out that, yes, they had been. Secretly and surreptitiously, they had been putting ads in gay publications and gay websites, which there were fewer of them back then, just websites in general. People didn't do Facebook. But they had been doing that, but they couldn't talk about it because we're a conservative, religious little southern town that just actually got to the size where you could call it a city. It still has a kind of a town attitude. That's one of the beauties of our area, is that Chattanooga is still like a town, and it's got its cons too. But I guarantee you, in those years that have passed between that, no, 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 we got to do that on the down low. We can't talk about it in front of God and everybody. I'll have to see my deacons at church on Sunday, you know, to, I guarantee you, this will be framed and laminated and passed around, and this, you know, links will be had, and they will use this as a huge marketing tool. And so there you go. A more enlightened population, a more open-minded population, and hopefully more dollars, because that's what it's all about, right? In that business, in most businesses, it's the green. Without the money, there's no mission. And everybody's money spends the same. Just like Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind, she didn't care if that money came from the local cat house. It was money, and they needed it. And other people go, ooh, poo-poo, we'll look down on that. No, no, no. Get what you can get. For God's sakes, these people aren't bringing anything to your town except their dollars. So yay for Chattanooga, and I'm glad that we got that publicity. And I hadn't thought about that story in a long time, but it does show you that communities, attitudes, prejudices, and things of that nature can change over time. All it takes is just basically just calming down and thinking about it every once in a while. All right, thanks for listening. Storyville, keep on doing it. Share it with people. Share the link. FredPodcast.com. Check out Rockyology. See you guys next week.